who are willing should consider being vaccinated for public health. That said, it should always, always be an individual choice in terms of the medical choices that our people make in Pennsylvania. So I think it's important that we, again, encourage vaccination for public health reasons so we can beat this virus while respecting the medical freedom of the citizens of Pennsylvania. We have to shore up our election process so that every single constituent, not only in District 28, but across the Commonwealth, has good faith in the integrity of the voting system. And we've since had two elections, one in May and one in November, and turnout was pretty strong. So I think it's encouraging that people aren't staying away because of questions about voter integrity, but they do still have questions. And I know that because many of them contact our office. It has to be easy to vote in Pennsylvania. Everybody who's qualified should be able to vote, but it's got to be extremely difficult to cheat. I'm a free market economist, so I think that the economy works the best when it is open for value creators, who are people who create businesses, are innovative in the way that they provide customer service, or who are employees who are adding value by their hard work, that they get to earn a market wage. And the market wages can be very lucrative for people who work hard and who are innovative. And I do think the minimum wage has a place, because I think that it's important that there's a starting point that provides for folks who are willing to give their hard-earned time. But I don't like government sticking our hand in it and just arbitrarily saying, well, $15 sounds like a living wage, and I think we should, you know, double what we have. I actually am in favor of an inflation-adjusted minimum wage, and that if $7.25 was good, you know, a few years ago from the federal government, what is that when you add inflation to it in today's market? And I think that would be kind of a fair way to look at it,